A new theme park opens this week in Kentucky. The centerpiece is a life-sized Noah's Ark. The $100 million project called the Ark Encounter has been shrouded in controversy since it was announced 6 years ago. Here's Sherry Lawson of member station WEKU.
Midway between the rolling hills of Cincinnati and Lexington sits Williamstown, Kentucky. It's here where there's a massive timber-framed structure, Noah's Ark.
It's going to be a world-class attraction. I believe it's going to be one of the greatest Christian outreaches of our era history. But you're going to get non-Christians as well as Christians coming, and the research shows that very, very clearly.
Ken Ham is CEO of Answers in Genesis and the man behind the nearby Creation Museum. It's been popular since it opened 9 years ago, despite its controversial claims. The world is 6,000 years old, and dinosaurs roamed the earth with humans. Now Ham has turned his attention to his latest creation.
Today, a lot of people just scoff at the idea that Noah could fit the animals on board or this could have really happened. This is going to help them see, this could have been feasible. Maybe I should think about this.
Ham doesn't have to convince Williamstown resident Robin Doyle. Like some in this town of 4,000, she can't wait for the Ark.
I am so excited to see the Bible come to life. You know, in our lifetime, to be able to see that, I just think it's amazing.
The biblical boat has had its share of problems. Kentucky state officials originally promised $18 million in tax incentives, but later withdrew that offer because the company requires employees to sign a statement of biblical faith. Answers in Genesis sued and won in what they called a victory for religious freedom. But the controversy continues for Kentuckians like Baptist minister Bob Fox.
I oppose this on principle. In my tradition, the Baptist tradition, separation of church and state has always been an essential component.
Scientists have railed against the project. Geologist Dan Phelps is the president of the Kentucky Paleontological Society.
It's reinforcing the stereotype of Kentucky as being very uber religious and anti-science and backwards.
The naysayers haven't stopped Ken Ham. He's used money from private donations and bonds to complete the $100 million Ark Encounter. The Ark is based on dimensions in the Bible. It's 510 feet long, 85 feet wide, and 51 feet high. The surrounding park includes a lake, zip lines, and even a petting zoo. Ham says to get to the Ark, visitors will ride a mile-long shuttle that travels across a valley and over a creek.
That's where they then leave the modern world, so to speak, and come up here and come into Noah's world.
Inside the Ark, there are lifelike models of people and close to 100 sculpted animals, including dinosaurs. Wooden decks and ramps line the structure. There's even an animatronic Noah. Williamstown Mayor Rick Skinner is excited about the opening and dismisses the controversy.
I don't think they're going to push religion down their throats. They will have a religious theme, but they're not going to keep you there until you say you believe.
Park officials expect 2 million visitors the first year, and they hope to keep growing. They plan to add a walled city, a Tower of Babel, and a Middle Eastern village. For NPR News, I'm Sherry Lawson in Williamstown, Kentucky.